Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is the incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be set free. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome to this today, Wednesday. It's Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess. Amen. Pastor Kati. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. We give God the honor. Truly, God is amazing. And he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. And so we just thank God for you. Amen. And all that he is doing in and through your life. We're going to have prayer and go into some encouragement. That's what coaching is all about, building us up in our most holy faith in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. There is none like you, O God. God, from you comes strength. From you comes life. From you comes salvation through your only Son, Jesus Christ. God, we are blessed because of your graciousness and your mercy toward us every day, your love and compassion that you have on all that you've made. Oh, God, you are quick to remember your love toward a thousand generations, God, showing mercy unto them. And, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We uplift you on high, most God, most high God, most wonderful God. We exalt you. We say thank you. We say hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to his name. God is worthy of glory. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. We thank God. We praise God for you. And so this is our opportunity. This is the moment we come into faith. And we know faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Glory be unto God. And the one thing we have to have faith in, if we say we're Christians, that we should have faith in, And that is in the Lord Jesus Christ being God's Son, his sacrifice for sins, amen, and him becoming a priest for us, unto us, a priest unto us. And most, you hear about most religions have, like, such as a priest or like a leader, amen. And so we look at maybe a definition or a description of a priest. It is a person authorized to perform the sacred rituals of a religion. And so Jesus is called a priest forever. Other definition we say it's the same thing. They perform sacred rites of a religion, especially as a mediatory agent between humans and God. Now, that's something very important. They are like a mediator between us people, God's creations, and him being God, our Father, the Creator. And so he becomes our Father when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe in him as being the Son of God, we become children of God. And so Jesus is called a priest forever. He is called in Hebrews 7:17-40, it is declared you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was in the Old Testament, and he's described as one without mother or father. He's like from eternity as well. And so he is one that is also said to be a king of righteousness and also the king of peace. And Abraham actually met him and gave him a tenth, gave him tithing for he was a priest. He was a priest. And so that's Jesus has taken that position for us forever, though. Forever. He's taking that same type of position. He sits in heaven on the right hand of God. And it says in the scripture that he forever makes intercession for us believers. So he is forever performing. He's not performing anything. He just did what he did. He went to the cross. He did it. He finished it. He said he finished it on the cross. And he said it's finished, it's done. So he completed the work of salvation for sins to be forgiven. The Lord Jesus Christ, this is the gospel message that we preach, that, amen, those who come to him must believe that he is, amen, that he sacrificed himself for sins, amen. And so that we may have eternal life, that we may have salvation. And so it's in Hebrews 2:17, for this reason, he had to be made like them. So Jesus was even made like us. He was God. He was made like us, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful, you know, mercy, we don't get what we deserve, and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. So he made atonement for the sins. Atonement means to cover them up. They washed in his, our sins washed in the blood of Christ when he shed his blood on the cross. And so with that very act, amen, he became, he was our high priest forever. And it says in Hebrews 7:27, unlike the other high priests, where there was, see, if you read back in the Old Testament, God chose the Levites as being for where the priesthood should come. And they had a high priest, which if you in the still this continue in the Old Testament, because when Jesus was walking the earth, there was high priest, there was those who, and the high priest at that time was part of his, you know, going to the cross, him going being crucified, because that's what their they were in God's plan actually, but the very fact is that they were part of sin in Jesus. He died for all people. Even the high priest said that it was good for one man to die for all the people, and Jesus did that. So unlike the other high priest, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. Jesus sacrificed himself for us. And because he is God, he's fully human, Hebrews 2:17, and fully God, and because he was without sin, death could not keep him, he rose on the third day. Power, all power. This is the power of the gospel to those who believe. We got a great message. Amen. This is not to be mixed in with the self-help type of messages. No, this is the glory of God. This is the praise of God. Amen. To send his only son to die to be the atonement for our sins. Once and for all, he offered himself. And because death could keep him, he rose from the dead, and then he ascended. After 40 days being seen by his disciples, ascended unto heaven. So we have such a great gospel message, amen? Great gospel message that we are preaching to those who need to know your sins can and have been paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. And you receive him, you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you are saved. You have salvation. You, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's encouragement to us. Jesus being this priest, amen. He is the mediator. He is the sacrifice for the sins. The ritual, when I said the definition of a priest, so they performed these religious sacrificial rituals. He was the one who, he became it, and so therefore, there needs not to be any more. I mean, there's some ritual we do, baptism, we do, you know, take communion in remembrance of him. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me till I return." So we do these things because, you know, baptism they save us, but baptism is part of salvation because it's baptism unto repentance. There's repentance, change of mind and heart, lifestyle. When you receive forgiveness of your sins, it's an experience. It's not a historical thing. And to God be the glory, and to God be the praise. We're going to preach this message. We are going to the harvest. You are labor, you're a worker, and I am too. To God be the glory. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of your day. Jesus, amen, and praise God.